You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, Darren, it's been a great show as usual, and I can't believe that we're going to introduce our last wonderful guest for our show. And amazing story, reading all the notes. I think our listeners will be just so impressed with what is happening in this space. And I'd love to say good morning on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, to you, Caroline Webster, the Relationship Manager for My Home Care Group. Thanks for joining us this morning, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you have a very interesting CV. You've done an amazing amount of things. Tell me, you are a mental health counsellor and a wellness consultant, really topical occupation and profession, particularly at the moment.
It certainly is in this challenging time. And, you know, we all understand what's happening with transitioning through the COVID and the impact of mental stress, anxiety, and that human disconnection that we're all feeling within societies. And it's really forcing some changes to happen and innovate, particularly in the aged care sector, so on how we can support our elderly and to retain that connection to their local communities. And so this is what has been initiated, is a human connection aged care wellness initiative that we, as in Australia's largest home care provider, are pioneering the way with this initiative. And it's linking our wonderful elderly clients into their local communities across Australia. So it's via virtual social events.
Caroline, just before we get going on that initiative, I just want to walk us back one step of how aged care is managing to get connected online. I know I've been helping my mum. She moved from Hawke's Nest on the mid-north coast of New South Wales down to Adelaide as a bit of a change, and she's 80 years old. And to get her connected online, to get her internet back, was a bit of an undertaking, and we managed to do it, and I'll be helping her out a bit more this afternoon. How are you finding that the first step of being online in the aged care for those who are elderly? Are they managing or do they need more help before they can even get virtual?
Yes, well, we have one of our eldest clients is 91 joining our virtual book club. So we do have a fantastic supplier called Plena Healthcare, who have joined us as our affiliate allied health partner. So we do have the availability there to have support for our clients to get assistive technology and to get online. We're also running in our very first virtual book club, that very first event, as part of a series, we're actually going to be bringing in a specialist, an internet specialist lady, who's going to give everyone who participates a brief lesson on internet safety. So there'll be some support around internet safety and safeguarding our elderly clients and participants. And also it would be, you know, we have all the opportunities to link people into various supports around the communities, because we are a national home care provider, and we have allied health support all over Australia to link into, to support people.
Just a question, are you finding people leave their cameras on, or do they like to turn them off in this sort of virtual event space?
Well, the virtual event space is about to kick off. So we're launching our first event on the 8th of September, and that's our virtual book club. So there will be some care managers there, some occupational therapists involved with our clients to help them get online before the event kicks off at 2. And that will get them online there, and they'll be with their iPads. And so a lot of them actually quite tech savvy, we find, because of their families and the support networks and groups have helped them to navigate the world of the online internet. So in this past 18 months, you'll be surprised at just how savvy our elderly population are. With 58% of 65-year-old pluses are on Facebook first thing. So,
yeah, I'm finding that as well. But the one thing I do note is that I think they gravitate more, as you're saying, to the devices rather than, say, maybe the laptop and desktop. I know for my mum, she will say, I have to fill in this form. And I think, okay, you're doing on the device, aren't you? Yes, well, maybe we need to take a step back. But anyhow, as far as those virtual sort of events, I think devices are, as you say, quite popular, and are going to hopefully get those who want to connect into your virtual events doing it quite well. So
that's right.
I understand this is part of a full calendar of events that you're bringing out there. You talked about a book club. What else will there be on the calendar?
We'll be bringing virtual fitness classes such as chair yoga, tai chi, virtual therapeutic horticultural gardening classes, therapeutic art, mindfulness-based stress reduction, free meditation classes. You know, creativity is a big key to this this initiative. So we want to make it fun and interactive. And it's built around, you know, it's designed for 65-year-olds plus, but it's also designed around special interest groups. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to play bridge, like to play chess. So we'll be virtually launching these events around those too.
I find it absolutely really exciting what you're doing. We're going to go to a little break. Then we're going to come back because I want to talk about why this preoccupation from being able to do this from home. And there's some clear evidence-based, that can tell us why this is really important and how your organisation is really making a difference for people to do this in their own home. You're on Alive 90.5 with Jim and Darren, and it's been a fantastic show. We're really delighted to bring to you the stories of people who try to and do make a change to people's lives. We'll be back in a short while. You're on Alive 90.5 with Jim and Darren on Spotlight. And we're really delighted to have on the line this morning Caroline Webster, the Relationship Manager for My Home Care Group. Caroline, I'm going to ask you a fairly, not tough question, but a question that is on the concerns of many people, that really is important for it to have reassurance. And it deals with really the care that the elderly, mum and dad, grandparents and so on, can obtain from working from home. I know your organisation has a very, very stringent quality care framework. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because our listeners require confidence when they're thinking through this process for their loved ones.
Yes, well, you know, My Home Care is Australia's largest home care provider, and we have a various different home care models, such as self-managed all the way through to packages. So we have, we have a lot of stringent, quality framework in place for this kind of model of home care, which is in-home care for our elderly, keeping them living independently. We have a number of care managers out there on the road, you know, dropping in to see them, making sure that they're safe. We have partnerships across Allied Health, and we have a lot of officiates in the government departments that we work very closely with in the policy end. So yeah, we work to provide and safeguard our elderly clients in their home to live independently and maintain that for as long as possible.
And I think what is also important from my understanding is that when you look for providers, you try and use a benchmark that has a quality framework around that. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because that at least gives us some quantitative understanding of what you're trying to achieve for our wonderful family and extended family.
Yeah, well, we have the Charter of Aged Care Rights, and we always have to abide by these for our clients, of course, to keep them safe. So we deliver safe and high quality care and services. And we run that through a very, contracts and compliance framework. We also have the dignity and respect aged care rights. So we have, we have that ability to ensure that throughout our nurses and our care management, in-house training and the like. And we also, we have a number of policies in place to just protect our elderly across all the services that we provide.
That is so reassuring, because it is such an important part of their lives, and to have the reinforcement and to make that a priority, I know for Darren and myself personally, that's very gratifying to hear. So thank you for sharing those important words and the attempts to make sure that the life of our elderly is at a premium, is at the best that it can be, Carolyn, and
thank
you sincerely
you.
Mean that. Now, you mentioned, and time gets away so quickly, but you were telling us about the book club, the virtual social event of the year, I think. And Darren, I know this is, I just needed to revisit that because I think on the 1st of September, for many people, this is going to be a humdinger. They're going to want to do this. Tell us again a little bit more about that and what you're trying to achieve, and particularly in the positive mental health awareness field as well.
Yeah, sure. So the first event we're launching on the 8th of September at 2 p.m. is called Tea, Bickies and Books, and it's a virtual book club. And the online platform that we're using, which is just very, it's user-friendly, it's very simple, is basically they connect with me, I send them a link, and they go on to it. It's called Book Clubs, with a Z on the end. It's very simple. And a part of this initiative, of course, is to connect our clients to the local community and foster connections through reading and discussions. And it's going to be a weekly engagement from myself with the book club, managing it, facilitating it, and keeping that conversation flowing, opening up every couple of weeks to meet again online to see where we're at on the same page, quite literally, and just, you know, talking about the book and the characters and getting that conversation fostered between our clients and their communities.
Fantastic. I find that very exciting, Darren.
Yeah, and I want to ask you, Caroline, is this just for people you know at the moment in your network that are under, say, the care of the business there that you're part of, or can others get involved as well? What's your target market with this virtual event series?
Yeah, well, this is great. The virtual book club is, the target market is 65 plus, and we would encourage very much the local communities to get involved around Sydney to link in to the virtual book club so that we can connect you to our clients, so our clients can meet some new friends, and so can the community. And so, yeah, we'll be launching, as I said, Wednesday the 8th at 2 p.m. And they can, people, if they know a grandparent or an elderly parent that would benefit from joining this club and loves to read or would like to get involved to make some new friends, they can reach out to me and I'm happy to provide them that link and that information to get on board.
So how's the best way they can contact you or get more information?
Well, that's great. Yep, they can contact me directly on my mobile, so I can give that to you now. Or I can give you my email address, which you think...
I think mobile would be best, and yeah, if you're happy for that.
Yeah, no problem. This is 0477 740194.
And you want to just say it again if people missed it?
Yep, it's 0477 740194. And that'll come straight to me, Caroline.
Wonderful. We really look forward to promoting that for you so that others can get connected into the virtual book club event.
Thank you very much.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. It's very innovative, very exciting, and a really big step forward in helping our elderly and our aged care facilities provide more innovative and more productive experiences for our loved ones.
Caroline, just before you go, what other events are in the pipeline?
So we'll be bringing virtual therapeutic horticultural classes, and we'll be bringing a virtual chair yoga. and these events will be publicised on the Oxley Home Care Facebook page. And also we'll be sending out through LinkedIn as well and other various social media platforms this information.
So if anyone wants to get in touch with any of those, they can just jump onto our podcast and we'll put those details there as well. So I really hope you get a good following for these events and have a great virtual book club-a-thon and all those other great events that are coming up.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we've been speaking with Caroline Webster, the relationship manager of My Home Care Group. And we do wish you and all your events a great morning.
Thank you very much.